that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I found. I was blind, but now I see. Yes, it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound, all that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, I was blind, but now amazing grace, how sweet the sound, all that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now, thank God, we're found. We're blind, but now I see. Oh, do you appreciate the grace of God today? Praise the Lord. Every time I pray, I want to always offer my appreciation for His mercy and grace, because I know that's why I'm here today, because of the grace of God. And that's the reason you're here today. It's because of the grace of God. None of us deserve eternal life. You can't get good enough to deserve eternal life. But amazing grace makes it possible. Aren't you glad about it today? Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise if you love Him this morning. Praise the Lord. So good to be back in the house of God again today to worship Him. In spirit and in truth, we had a good time here last night. Brother David Gadman certainly blessed us from the word of the Lord. And well, we want to take advantage of what we have to hear. We heard something great last night. Sometimes you've just got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Sure you do. You just encourage yourself. Sometimes there's nobody around to encourage you, Brother Terry. You just encourage yourself. Start thinking about the goodness of God and what He's done. Well, it makes old booger man get nervous. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in the house of God today. What a privilege it is to be in church. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. Because amazing grace, oh how sweet sound of that sea. A wretch like me. Lord, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And when the battle's over, oh, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Oh, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Gonna wear a crown. Gonna wear a crown. Wear a bright and shiny crown. Oh, when the battle's over, in that new Jerusalem, we're gonna wear a crown. We're gonna wear a crown. Wear a bright and shiny crown. When the battle's over, in that new Jerusalem. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes this morning while we look at our prayer request. This is an update on Sister Teresa Salyer's husband, Johnny. He has 4 broken vertebrae and both legs are broken. Please continue to pray for him and for his family. Thank you for your prayer. So we know that he was hurt in that farming accident yesterday afternoon, and I believe hay rake ran over him, and so we will just pray that the Lord would be mindful of him and that family of Sister Teresa's. Sister Brenda Jones, she has an unspoken prayer request she'd like for the church to pray about. Brother Carter Lawson says, I have an unspoken request. God knows all about it, so we'll just commit that to the Lord. I want to pray for Brother Danny Barclay this morning that the Lord would be mindful of him. I want to pray for my granddaughter. For a bad cough, also for her salvation. Brother Pinky sends that in, so let's remember that need as we pray. Sister Donna Pistole says, I want to thank everyone for the prayers for my brother Jimmy. He is doing a lot better. Also remember the family. This weekend we are having a memorial service for our sister who just passed away, so let's remember that need as we pray today. Brother Jim Babb wants to say thanks to everyone for your prayers during his stay in the hospital. So he's here back in the service with us this morning. We thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. This is from Brother Kenneth Ridley. Please have the congregation pray this morning that we can get moved to near closer to the church. We want to be with you in the services live. We have no family here in Tazewell and desire to be part of the family of God. There with you at Happy Valley Church. Christ bless you, Ken and Wilma Ridley. So let's just pray that the Lord would have his perfect divine will in that situation. Also, we have a card of thanks this morning from Sister Janet Lehman. She wants to thank Brother Donnie and our brothers and sisters for their prayers, the cards, the phone calls during my heart procedure. Thank God all is well. So we praise the Lord for that this morning as well. Amen. Well, the Lord is just certainly mindful of us, and He's just given us blessing after blessing after blessing, and we certainly want to be like the one leper. We want to return and give thanks to Him, don't we, for what He has done. Do you love Him this morning with all your heart? It's good to be in the house of God. Let's stand this morning, if you will. Brother Robert, would you come today, if you would? Take these needs to the Lord. Let's just commit them unto God. Invite His presence into this service. I believe we're going to have a good time here today, don't you? Brother Rob, God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you. Once again, we come before you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, as Brother Louis mentioned, Lord, the one leper returned to give thanks, Lord, for what you've done for them in their lives, and you made him whole. Thank you for that revelation, Lord, and thank you for the revelation that is coming for these people that have made requests in faith, asking the body of Christ to go ahead and come and bring these petitions before you. I thank you for testimonies that will flow forth from what these things are, and I thank you for your power that can be manifested on the scene that these things may come to pass. I pray, Lord God, for the service today. I thank you, Lord, for the bread of life to be broken for your people, that we could go ahead and be nourished for this day, the challenges of this day, the challenges of the week, Lord, to feed your people. Thank you for your grace, Lord, to us. Thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for being the one that would turn back and say thank you for what you've done thus far and what you will do going forward. Thank you for your grace to us, and we ask in all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
We'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us today in the service, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here in the service with us today. And those that are streaming, we pray that this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Let's sing a song this morning. Brother Linnell wrote this song a long, long, long time ago. And it's still true today. All is well. You believe that with all your heart? The world around you might be falling apart. Things in your life may be falling apart. But I'm going to tell you this. If you'll commit everything to God, trust Him, live for Him, give everything you've got to Him. If you desire to go to heaven, Brother Branham said, God has got a heaven waiting on you. Do you desire to go? Do all of you desire to go? Do you really want to go? Do you really want to live for Him? He's got a place waiting on you. Are you glad about it today? Somebody say hallelujah. Give him another hand clap of praise if you love him. Glory. Yes, all is well. All is well. We have heard the message shalom. All is well. There is a place, a perfect rest. Behind the inner veil, so rest, little bride, rest for all is well. Yes, all is well. All is well. We have heard the message shalom. All is well. A perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest for all is well. There's a story in the Bible of Elisha, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. While working in the field, the little boy died, but the woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified, all is well. Yes, all is well. All is well. Message shalom, all is well. There is a place, perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest for all is well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. things have not worked out like God's people thought. For we're here and we're still fighting the greatest battle ever fought. We must have the faith of Abraham, knowing God's word never fails. If we'll trust in Him, we'll find that all is well. Yes, all is well. All is well. Say it to Him. We have heard the message shalom. All is well. There is a place, perfect rest, behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that with all your heart today? Amen. I want Brother Caleb and Brother Brandon to come onto the platform, be getting ready to give us a song this morning. Before they do that, while they're getting ready, let's sing this little chorus this morning. God is good, and all the time. God is good, and all the time. Well, our God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. Good all the time. Well, I said my God is good. I know He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world. Somebody say, I believe it with all my heart. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. It don't matter which one of you sing first. You're both good. And we like to equally hear both of you. You appreciate our singers this morning. Give them a nice hand.
I said I'd help him. I said, you got to help me.
away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the blow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus for my cleansing. This I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus for my pardon. This I plead. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the blood
for me. I've never sung this before, and it's been on my heart for a really, really long time. You won't start it. No. For so many years I've heard it told, the story of compassion. The prodigal son who left the fold. He found no satisfaction. On my knees, Lord, I cry out to you.
I'm so alone. But if there's room in this house for one more, I'm ready to come back home. I know there is a place where arms of compassion welcome me home. Your mercy falls like rain. I know there's a place called grace. So many days I've trusted grace, but yet I have to wonder how many times my human strength has kept me from surrender. When I fall, I will fall to the place where mercy reaches me. I know there is a place where arms of compassion welcome me home. Sweet mercy falls like rain. I know there's a place called if it seems that my courage is strong, there's just one reason. For he's a rock when my faith is all gone. He holds me in his arms and gives me strength to carry on. I know there is a place where arms of compassion welcome me home. Your mercy falls like rain. I know there's a place. There is a place where arms of compassion welcome me home. Your mercy falls like rain. I know there's a place called grace.
There's a place called grace today. Brother Gene, you're right. Caleb said he wasn't going to sing if he couldn't sing too. So he got to sing too this morning. Brother Gene, just kidding, I'm sure. Let's stand this morning, if you will. This is probably the coolest place you're going to be for the next little while. I'm speaking both ways. It's hot outside. If we get out of church, we're going to stand in the hot sun and we're going to talk for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. So this is the coolest place you're going to be. Brother David Gadman's going to come just in a few minutes and bring us the word of the Lord. And I want you to pray for our brother today. He so blessed our hearts last night. Do you really appreciate the word of the Lord? Amen. Before we do that, I want Brother Joel to come and lead us in that song. He sings it so well and we love to hear him sing it. We love to help him. When I think about the Lord. While you're singing this, I want to think about what he's done for us, where he's brought you from, where he's placed you. It's not just luck that you're here this morning. God's got a plan for your life. Are you glad about it this morning? Give him one more hand clap of praise as Brother Joel comes.
When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, and how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground, makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all of the praise. And when I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, and how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout, shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Makes me want to shout. Amen. Hallelujah. For His goodness and His mercy to us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Read you this little thing we picked up during our travels and everything. And you appreciate the Lord this morning. Amen. This is just simply called Brother Branham, titled this. So we've been to the moon and planted a flag and scattered a bunch of debris. The whole world watched and shuddered in awe at everything new they did see. Are we closer to God or even to man because of the walk we've been through? There's many a feat I'd rather repeat of things that I know that is true. There's a man who was here but is now gone along. What a heritage he left for the bride. Wherever he went, whatever he did, his master was right by his side. He didn't graduate from college with honors untold, nor high school he never did see. Yet this humble man with muscles of faith set millions of captives free. He was sent here in love by the Father above, even before that moon came to be, to open the seals and set up the stage for the rapture for you and for me. He was not hindered by science or learning of man in this message God gave him, you see. There's a message of grace to finish the race that started back at Eden's tree. He had thus saith the Lord, and things came to be. Nothing could stand in his way of his prayer for the sick. They could rise up and walk if only they had faith to believe. What man of science of the year could even come near of the things God gave him to do? The storm disappeared at the sound of his voice when he said, let the sun shine through. Three squirrels appeared when he spoke in the word the way God told him to. Cancers were healed, thoughts were revealed, and the secrets of the heart came into view. He lost man's acclaim when he taught that God's name was Jesus the Christ, don't you see? Because all through the word, nothing had been blurred. God was always one and not three. He went behind the curtain of time to reveal these mysteries to me. Showing there's nothing to fear, but only to cheer when from this flesh we're set free. So man can go on his journey through space. For men thinks he will be free, but I'll follow the prophet and the word that he spoke for that salvation to me. Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
Amen. That salvation to you. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of St. Luke's Gospel. Thank you, Brother Louie. 19th chapter. We'll be coming from two places, St. Luke 19 and over in St. John chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. Appreciate the Lord this morning. Amen. St. Luke 19, verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before. He had to run before the press. Amen. It's always a press that we have to run before. Amen. The devil's always pressing, saying, well, you can't get what the Bible says you can have and all that. And we got to run before that press. If we're ever going to get something from God, we got to run before the press. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. How many believe he's going to pass this way this morning? Amen. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I take anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Then over in St. John's Gospel, the 4th chapter, 4th verse, very familiar. If you've listened to any tapes, we've always heard this, Brother Brown, setting this scene right before the prayer. He said, and he must needs go through Samaria. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, we ask, Lord, Lord, the singing's been went forth, Lord. The people's been ready, Lord God. Now, here we are at this time for the word to come forth, Father. Lord, I believe the word, it's already anointed, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just come on the scene, Lord, and let me step out of the way and anoint this vessel of flesh, Lord God. Help me this morning, Father. I have no way of knowing what these people have need of, Father, but you do, Father. So I pray, Lord God, that you come on the scene, Lord Jesus. And Lord, speak to each and every one of us, Lord. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener this morning, Lord, that they'll be able to receive those things that they have need of, Father. And when we leave this building this morning, we can say, did not our hearts burn within us as you talk with us all along the way, Lord. Heal the sick, save the lost, Father, and fill all with the Holy Ghost. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I'd like to take maybe just for a little thought this morning. I must. How many's got a need here this morning?
Amen.
Amen. And so if you got a need this morning, then I believe God must come by.
Amen.
Happy Valley Church here in Johnson City, Tennessee, and touch that need or meet that need, whatever you have. I cannot meet that need. Amen. Brother Branham couldn't meet that need. But if you'll just surrender to God and say, God, I have a need this morning. I need deliverance. I need salvation. Then I believe God can come by and he can say like he did. He said, I must needs go by Samaria. He can say this morning, I must needs go by Johnson City. Amen. There's somebody that's got a need. There's somebody that needs healing. There's somebody that needs a touch from God. There's somebody that needs deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. And he can say, I must. Amen. Now let's just look here. I think about this woman at the well. You know, maybe somebody might be in here this morning like that. Here she was. Ill-famed woman, and maybe, and she probably was raised right. Because she had, we find out that she had quoted the scriptures because she talked about worshiping. Maybe she got mixed up with the wrong crowd or whatever it is. I remember listening to a tape here recently, and Brother Bram said, you know, he went to this insane institution, the psychiatric ward, and he was living with this lovely lady. He said, was you looking for me? He said, yes, I'm the pastor. He said, not you. And begin to tell her story.
Amen.
How that she got mixed up and how that she took a drink and then from there. And there she was. But Brother Brown stayed with her and began to pray. When you remember when she knelt down and she got up, she thought that maybe that, no, Brother Brown said, you need to kneel down again. Amen. But God said, I must go by. Amen. And I can see this woman here at the well and how she couldn't come out with the Western women or the ladies to draw from the well. She had to come at a separate time. And maybe nobody would give her the time of day. Maybe some of us is like that this morning here. Nobody would take time to maybe talk to her. Just to tell her, God bless you or whatever. Amen. Nobody would take time. Nobody would even mention her. Maybe she'd come to church and nobody would give her welcome. Nobody would make her welcome or whatever. And so she was in this kind of condition. You know, and maybe she, you know, I like how God works on both ends at the same time. Amen. God knows just how to do it. Amen. He knows just how to work on both ends at the same time. If you remember in the Bible how that Peter, when he told him to rise up and eat, and he wouldn't do it. You remember there and how that at the same time, the angel came and visited Cornelius' house and said, send for one by the name of Peter. God working on both ends at the same time. God knows just how to do it. Oh, I'm so glad for that. Amen. That He knows how to get us just in the right place at the right time to hear the right word. My God's like that. No wonder. It makes me want to shout. Makes me want to say hallelujah. Amen. And so here he was and told his disciples that I must needs go by Samaria. Why? I mean, there was a child of God, a predestinated seed. Maybe she wasn't crying out physically, but there was something on the inside of her that said, there's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be something better. I'm tired of coming to church, singing a few songs, hearing the gospel preaching, walking out of here still defeated. There's got to be something else better. There's got to be more of God for me to have. And if that's your desire this morning, then there's more God that you can have. The deep calling to the deep. Amen. And so, she's sat there and going out there to get some water. And here was this man sitting on the well, sitting beside the well. Amen. She come to draw water. And the man said, could you give me a drink? She looked up, seen him, knew that he was a Jew and her being a Samaritan. She said, well, you know, we don't have no dealings like this. You know, there's segregation. We ain't supposed to be talking to no one. But the Lord said, Jesus told her, said, if thou knewest to get to God, and who it was that said to thee, give me a drink, thou wouldest have asked him of him, and he would have given thee living water. I wonder if that's the way it is this morning. If we only knew who he was and the gift of God, we'd be coming in this building and say, Lord, give me a drink this morning. I need a drink. I'm thirsty. My soul's starving. My soul's thirsty, and I need a drink from the well of the Almighty God. I need some of that living water. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And she said, well, hey, listen, you ain't got nothing to draw with. Are you greater than our father Jacob who dug this well? And his children drank from the cattle drank from it and all this. And he said, woman, that water that you drank up from that well, you thirst again. You'll thirst again. But the water that you'll drink, that I'm going to give you, it'll be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You'll never thirst again. Amen. You'll go out of here with a different kind of thirst. You won't thirst for the things of the world no more. You won't thirst for the old habits you used to do no more. But all your thirst will be is for the living God. That's who you'll thirst for. Amen. They begin to carry their conversation. Amen. Oh my. He said, she said, you know, begin to say, well, you say we should worship, our fathers worship in this mountain, but you say we, Jerusalem is a place that we should worship. He said, the time's coming, and now is. The hour has come, and now is. That, that you neither worship at Jerusalem or at this mountain, but the Father seeketh those who's going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He said, that's what the Father is seeking. That's what the true worshiper will do. He'll worship in the Father in spirit and in truth. And she said, you remember, he said, go get your husband and come here. Said, sir, I don't have no husband. Said, you've had five, and the one you're living with is not yours. Amen. Sir, I perceive you're a prophet. And he spoke to him and said, hey, go to worship. God is a spirit, and the they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And the Bible said she left her pot right there and ran into the sea and said, come see a man that told me all these things. Because he said, I have a need to go by there. Yeah. And her need was met. What about you this morning? What if he can say, I got a need? Amen. You know, there were many widows in Israel's day, in the day of Elisha, when the heavens were shut up 3.5 years, but only one. Amen. He came to. You know why he came to that one? The prophet of God said, don't be certain of God. Said the reason he came to that woman, amen, there's Zarephath, was that she was of the same caliber as Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the reason Malachi 4 came to us today, because we were of the same caliber as Malachi 4. Amen. Of the same caliber. He knew he sent that prophet. He didn't send him in vain, but he knew there'd be somebody that would receive him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason he chose you. Amen. He chose one that was worthy. He knew what we would do with the word of God when it came toward our path. Amen. There's a lot of them said, hey, he called me a buzzard. That string, he called me an eagle. Amen. Depends on how you're looking at it. Depends on how you're hearing it. Amen. I'm glad I've heard the eagle call. Hallelujah. The Bible says all the Father has given me will come to me. And no man can come unto me except the Father draw him. Well, I'm glad, amen, Brother Jack, for the drawing power of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad for that drawing power. There's a lot of people that don't have that drawing power. Ain't she glad for that drawing power? That drawing power from God. Amen. That pool. I'm glad I feel the pool. There's a lot that don't feel the pool. Amen. I'm not a Christian by my desire this morning. Neither are you. But we are Christians this morning because of His desire. Amen. He desired us. Oh, I'm so glad for that this morning. Hallelujah. I'm glad that He desired us. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh my, well, ones He's come to are the ones that are looking. Amen. That have a desire. God knew this exactly what she would do when He came by the pool of Bethesda. Amen. Knew just exactly. Amen. Why? He knew there was a need there. Amen. What about this morning? Amen. I got to go by way of Happy Valley. There's somebody that needs a touch from God. There's somebody that needs the Holy Ghost. There's somebody that needs a refilling. There's somebody that needs more than the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now let's just look at this a little bit. The necessity of which was pressed upon our Savior to say, I must. Amen. I believe He felt an urgent need of a sinner who needed and would accept His mercy. I wonder if there's somebody like that in the house this morning. That he would say, I must go by way of Happy Valley. There's a sinner in here that is going to accept my mercy. that's going to accept my grace. There's somebody that needs me this morning, and I got to come by. There's somebody that's struggling this morning, and I got to come by and just give them a little extra touch.
Hallelujah. He felt that urgent need. Amen. I wonder, there's somebody like that in the house this morning. Somebody that needs him this morning. Hey, I believe I'm born again. I believe I'm full of the Holy Ghost, but I need him every day of my life. Every second of my life, I need him. Amen. Amen. I wonder though if there's one this morning that's never made that commitment. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people that don't want to make a commitment today. Me and my wife, a couple years back, I think it was, we sitting in a little restaurant eating breakfast, news on the TV, and they're saying that marriage is going out of the picture because there's a lot of people that don't want to make a commitment. Don't want to come under no headship. I thought, hey, the natural types of spiritual. Amen. There's a lot of people that don't want to make a commitment. Amen. Oh, you see them in church. They may be here today, but you may not see them for 6 months later. Amen. There's not too many people that want to have a headship, which is Christ, the Word, for our hour. Amen. But I want to make a commitment. I want to say, God, here I am this morning. I don't care if mama quits. I don't care if daddy quits. I gotta have you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I want to be willing to accept your mercy this morning. So would you come by my way? Amen. You sang that song, come by here, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs a Holy Ghost, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs a blessing, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs salvation, come by here. Somebody needs deliverance, Lord, come by here. Amen. Amen. So, Lord, come by here this morning. Amen. I believe he felt an urgent need of a person who would illustrate the sovereignty of his choice. Hallelujah. The sovereignty, Brother Terry, of his choice. Amen. Did you know Brother Bram said, hey, you know, he said that sovereign grace didn't have to ask nobody for anything. Should I save Brother Jim Babb? Should I? No. Grace don't have to ask nothing. It's the sovereignty of Almighty God. I like that. Amen. I remember when I was growing up, you know, they out there trying to play baseball, I was the last one to get chosen. Nah, not him. No, but hey, I'm glad it ain't that way with God. Hallelujah. The sovereignty of his choice. Amen. I'm so glad for that. Amen. And I want to be willing this morning. I believe he has an urgent need to come by here and say, would someone illustrate the sovereignty of my choice? I said, here I am, Lord. Let me illustrate the sovereignty of your choice this morning. Amen. Let me illustrate that, Lord. Let me be that somebody. God's going to use somebody. I might as well be that one. I might as well just surrender my life to him. If he's going to use somebody, then let me surrender my whole being to him. Amen. I believe he felt an urgent need of a character whose renewal would magnify his grace. Maybe there's somebody here this morning in the building that needs a renewal in their spirit this morning so that you can magnify his grace. Amen. Maybe there's somebody here in the building that said, Lord, God, I need something from you this morning. I've been through this and I've been through this, but I just need a renewal of my spirit. I need a recharging of the battery. It's running low and I need a recharging. Amen. I don't want to leave this building until I know that I know that I know that I've been renewed in spirit and in strength, Lord, that I can magnify your grace. Amen. That I can magnify your sovereignty. Amen. That I can illustrate your sovereignty of your choice. That I can magnify your grace, Lord, this morning. Amen. Oh, you want to magnify his grace? I do. Oh, you want to illustrate the sovereignty of his choice? I do. Amen. You know, he didn't have to choose me, but I'm glad that he did. Amen. He chose me. I was chosen in him before the foundation of the world to be what? To be predestinated unto what? Adoption. Amen. So I'm coming to that spot. Amen. I don't know how. I don't know when, but I'm coming to that spot. Amen. I'm predestinated to it. Amen. God's got a bride. Amen. Whether you're a part of it or not, God's still going to have a bride. He said, I'm going to have a church without spot or wrinkle, without any blemish. Whether you're a part of it or not, there's God still going to have a church. Amen. He's going to have a church this morning. It's just, I want to be a part of it, Lord. Whether you're a part of it or I'm a part of it, that don't hinder God. God's still going to have a bride without spot or wrinkle. He's still going to have somebody that's going to take a rapture. Whether I take it or not, God help me to determine in my mind to be a part of it. Come by here, Lord. I need you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I believe he felt an urgent need of a host who would entertain him with hearty hospitality. Amen. I want to entertain him. I want to entertain her spirit. Amen. Oh God. How about that time that woman, amen, came in there. Hallelujah. And she said, she seen him sitting over there in a corner. I don't know how he got past them people, but he sat over there in the corner with unwashing feet. And all she had in her heart was a desire to entertain him. Amen. Oh, God, help me to be that way this morning, Lord. And not just this morning, but every day of my life, Lord God. If nobody wants to wash your feet, Lord. If nobody wants to entertain you, Lord. Let me be that one, Lord. All she wanted to do was just give him, amen, some glory. Just give him some praise. Knelt down at his feet and said, Lord God. And with her tears, amen, tears of repentance, begin to wash my precious Savior's feet. Oh God, help me to do that this morning. He said, how do you do it, Brother David? In my worship toward him, in my prayer, praise toward him, in my life toward him. That I can live a life that's worthy of the gospel. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to entertain him. Amen. I want to be that host that would entertain him. You ever go into a restaurant? They say, hey, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Babb. I'm David Gadman. I'm going to be your host for tonight. And whatever you want, you just holler at me and call for me, and I'll be able to give it to you. Amen. Whatever you need. You need your glass of water filled or whatever, coffee, whatever it is. Oh, God, let me be that kind of host. He's here this morning. Lord, what would you want me to do for you this morning? Lord, let me entertain you this morning. Let me be a, Lord, what do you need this morning? I need a fresh drink of Pentecost. And Lord, let me give it to him. Amen. Amen. Lord, whatever you have need of, I want to be willing to give it to you. Amen. I believe he felt an urgent need of a case which would advertise his gospel. Verse 9 and 10 it said, and Jesus took unto him and said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Advertise his gospel. You remember that little boy told that bartender and said, listen, that's your sign's falling down. Amen. He went out there and said, son, you're wrong. My sign's still up there. He said, sir, I'm not talking about that sign. I'm talking about the one in the ditch. That proved that his product was working. Amen. What he sold in there was working. What about me and you? I want to prove to this generation that the gospel still works. You as young people are to rise to your feet and say, I want to prove to the devil that this gospel still works. That I can live this life regardless of what anybody says or what anybody does. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to advertise. Amen. That Malachi 4. Amen. I'm a product of Malachi 4. Amen. I'm one of them children that their hearts were turned back to the faith of their fathers. I want to prove to the world. Amen. I want to prove. Amen. You know the devil, he's nothing but, he ain't got the keys to his own house. Amen. He's nothing but a bluff. I want to look and say, Mr. Devil, get thee behind me. Amen. Come by here, Lord. I need you this morning. I need a healing touch. I need salvation. I need a closer walk with you. Amen. I need a closer walk with you. Amen. I mean, there was a necessity, a predestination, which rendered it true. Today, I must abide at thy house. I wonder if that's true today. I believe it is. A necessity, a predestination, that he can say, today, I must abide, not in my natural house, but in this house. I must abide at thy house. Amen. I must abide in your house. Amen. I believe there was a necessity of love in the Redeemer's gracious heart. Oh, such love. Such wonderful love. Amen. You remember when they brought that woman to him and they had committed, caught him in very act of adultery. What love. Amen. That he would stoop down. Amen. And write in the sand. Amen. And they was all saying, hey, you know Moses' law. Moses this and that and oh my. And then he rose up and he said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. They had to all drop their stones. Why? Because they all wasn't without sin. And she looked at the woman, he looked at the woman and said, woman, where's thine accusers? Said, sir, I have none. Said, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. Talking about love. Amen. What love. Amen. I've heard Brother Donnie preach on that a little bit about charity and everything. Hey, if I was caught or you was caught doing something, you wouldn't want God's grace. But what about the brother or the sister beside you? That's a different story. Amen. But if it was you, amen, oh, what love that the Master has. It was a necessity of love in the Redeemer's gracious heart that he would come on the scene. What about it this morning? That he would come by here and say, there's somebody that needs my love this morning. There's somebody that needs just a little touch of my love. Amen. I want a touch of his love this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe there was also a necessity and order to the blessings of others through Zacchaeus. What about me and you? A necessity and order that the blessings of others can come by me and you. Amen. When's the last time you ever told somebody, God bless you? Huh? When's the last time you ever told somebody, brother to a brother, I love you, my brother. I love you. Sisters, I love you. And really mean it. Amen. Oh, God, help us this morning. Amen. God, help me, Lord. Lord, let me be a blessing to others, Lord. Let me just, oh, God, let me just be a blessing to others. Let me not be a hindrance, Lord, but let me be a blessing to those around me. On my job or wherever I may be, Lord. Let me, when I'm out preaching somewhere, let me be a blessing to others, Lord. Amen. I want to be a blessing. Amen. Now let's look at this for a few minutes. It says, let us inquire whether such a necessity exists in our midst this morning. And we can make certain this by answering the following questions, which are suggested by the behavior of Zacchaeus to our Lord. So will we receive him this day? The Bible said he made haste. If there ever was a time we've got to make haste, brothers and sisters, it's now. Young people, it's now. This is not a time to hold back. This is not a time to give up, to give in. This is not a time to be lax. But this is a time to give it all that you've got. Whew. You know, I like football. If I ever went to a game of whatever, I always like to give it all that I've got. Especially if my teams are winning. Amen. But I want to give it all that I got. Because Brother Bram said you go to dance. Right. And you just said as a wallflower, said you're very not much of a dance fiend. Or whatever it is. Right. What about we come in here to the house of God. And some of us sit like, you know, dead, it's 12 o'clock or whatever. I want to come in and give it all I got. And say, Lord, here I am today. I want to give you all that I've got. And I want to make haste, Lord. In other words, I gotta hurry, Lord. The Bible said when he talked about Moses and then they eat that Passover, he said, eat it in haste. With your shoes on your feet. Stop in it, be ready to go. Cause when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be low, but when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You may be rich, you may be poor, but when the Lord gets ready, you got to go. You got to move. Amen. They tell me they didn't put their tent pegs in too deep so when the pillar of fire moved on, they could move with it. I want to be able to move with the pillar of fire. Amen. I want to be able to move. Amen. When God gets ready, I want to be able to move. Amen. I don't want to put a period on nothing. That's where the denominations made their mistake. They draw up their manuals and put this and put a period. And they lock God up in a box, but God can't be locked up. He's a ever-living, present, moving God. Amen. And he can't be locked up in a box. Come by here, Lord. I must go by. I must come by. And he comes by, amen, and he calls me. I want to make haste. Yes, there was a song I heard. I don't know if any of you know it around here, but I heard it on radio gospel station. I think the name of it, To Get to Jesus. Talking about Peter walking on the water. And said, when he calls, I wouldn't walk, I'd run. And right now, amen, if he calls you this morning and you feel a tug at your heart, I wouldn't walk, I'd run. And right now, amen, this may be your last opportunity. God help us. Come by here, Lord. I need you. I got to go by. I must needs go by. Amen. He made haste. I want to make haste. Amen. We'll receive him heartily. The Bible says he received him joyfully. What about me and you? Well, I don't know, Brother Greg. I just got to quit this. I want to receive him joyfully, Lord. And whatever's not like you, Lord, take it out of my life. Clean my life up, Lord. Let me receive you joyfully. I thank God every day. Amen. Like that. So I thank God. Amen. I thank God that all is well. I've heard the message. So I thank God. I thank God for the message of the hour. Amen. Hey, you look around us. And we can see the things the prophet had, they're swiftly coming to pass. I don't know how much longer, Brother Terry. Amen. But I know I want to be ready. Amen. Just let me be ready, Lord. I might not can dot every I cross. Just let me be ready, Lord. I might not can put it all together like some brothers can. Just let me be ready, Lord. Amen. Let me receive you joyfully, Lord. Whatever you tell me to do. If you tell me I need to come to the house of God on Saturday night, then let me come to the house of God on Saturday night. Amen. To worship with brothers and sisters alike, precious man. If I got to come to the house of God on Sunday, let me come Sunday morning with the prayers. Amen. With my hands lifted up. With a song on my heart. Smile on my face. A thanksgiving in my walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to receive him joyfully. Amen. Hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Will we receive him no matter what others say? The Bible says they all murmured. What it said, they all murmured. And they're murmuring today. Hey, look at that. All you following man. Hey, you know you're leaning. But hey, I'm leaning to that word. Not him. Amen. But I'm leaning to that word that he brought. Hey, the children of Israel, they was leading. Some of them leaned to Moses and they fell in the wilderness. But they are the ones that were looking at that word and said, hey, he promised me my mountain. He promised me that. Amen. And that's what I'm claiming. Amen. There were some that were leaning on that word that Moses brought. That's what I'm leaning on. Amen. They all murmured. Let them murmur. Let them call me what they want to call me. Let them call me. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Amen. Come by here, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. I got to go by Happy Valley Church. Hallelujah. Will we receive him as Lord? He said, behold, Lord. Amen. You know, some people want to, as a Savior, but what about your Lord? Which means rulership. Ownership. I want him to be my Lord. Not only my Savior, but my Lord. God, I want to be led by you. Amen. I want to be led by your Spirit. I want to be led, God, by your nail-scarred hand, Father. Help me, Lord, to be led. Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. Because if you ain't Lord of everything, you ain't Lord at all. So, Lord, come into all these rooms. Amen. Come in this door of selfishness, this door of pride, Lord. Go into every room and show yourself strong, Lord, in every compartment of my heart, Lord. Just make yourself at home, Lord. Amen. Show yourself strong, Lord, because I need you this morning. I'm calling him Lord. We'll receive him so as to place our substance under the control of his laws. That's what Zacchaeus did. He said, behold, Lord. Zacchaeus said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. Amen. I want to place my substance into his hand. Not just my money or all this, but I want to place my substance. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You remember that boy? Jesus spoke a parable to young men. And they asked the Lord, they asked their father for their inheritance. Yeah. He gave them both. And one of them went into a far country and wasted his substance. Yes. Right, by righteous living. Right. Now, if the Bible just said money, we'd have thought in all this thing we'd have stand to lose was money. Right? But it said he wasted his substance. In other words, he lost his integrity. He lost his identity. Can you imagine the king's son packing slop jars to feed the pigs? Amen? But the Bible said he came to himself. First, the Bible says he got up. He came to himself, then he got up. Amen? I wonder if there's somebody in the house tonight, amen, or this morning rather, that needs to come to their self. And after you come to yourself, you got to get up. And then after he got up, he said, I'm going to go back down to the Father's house. I ain't going to the Gadman's house. I ain't going to the Bab's house. But I'm going to the Father's house. Amen. And he might have passed. Oh, brother and sister, better than you are. They might have said, look at here. Ain't that old Gadman's boy? Hey, look at him. He smells like a pig. But what they didn't know, he had come to himself. And he had got up. And then he's rode back down to the Father's house. Amen. Let's come to ourselves this morning. Let's rise. Amen. And go back down to the Father's house. Because he's here to receive us gladly. He's here with open arms. You don't think the Father, he wasn't no idiot. He knew what the boy would have been doing. Slandered the family name and all that. Hey, that's just like my Lord. He knows just exactly who you are this morning, what you've been doing, what you haven't been doing. But I believe he's here to say, here I am. I must needs go by Happy Valley Church. There's somebody that needs me this morning. There's somebody that came to their self. And they got up and they're on the road back this morning. And I'm here. You know, the Father ran to him. Amen. Put his arm around him. Welcomed him home. Put the ring on his finger. Amen. Put a robe on him. Put some shoes on his feet. Amen. He said, I'm not worthy to be called you. He said, son, you always was a son. And that elder brother got kind of mad. Amen. Sometimes we have the elder brother mentality. Amen. But in actuality, everything that was the father's was actually that elder son's. Amen. In actuality, it was his. He was the number. All he had to do was ask for it. Amen. That's what we get like. We get that elder son mentality. All we got to do is come and say, God, I need a blessing this morning. I need the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. It's ours for the asking. I need the victory this morning. It's ours for the asking. Amen. If these things be so, then Jesus must come by and visit us. Amen. I believe he can't fail to come where he will have such a welcome.
Amen.
Amen. I hope we welcome him here this morning. Amen. Real quickly. Number three, let us fully understand what that necessity involves if the Lord comes to abide in our house. Real quickly. We must be ready to face obstacles at home. Not just in the natural, but at this home. Because there's a lot of things this flesh don't want to give up. A lot of obstacles in this flesh that stands in the way of the Lord being who He wants to be in our lives. Amen. Surely the reason He can't have full control, we don't totally surrender our lives to Him. I'm saying this morning, Lord, I want to surrender my life totally to You, Lord. Whatever it takes, Lord, let me surrender totally to You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Whatever obstacles, whatever objections this old house may have, Lord, take them out of my life. Because I don't want nothing to hinder me, Lord. I don't want nothing to hinder me, Lord. We must get rid of all in our house which would be objectionable to Him. Perhaps there is much that He would not never tolerate. Not just in the house naturally, what about this old house? Maybe there are things in here that He would never tolerate. Like laying out from church. Prophet of God said, when them doors open, if you got the Holy Ghost, you're going to come in here and worship. If you got the Holy Ghost. Do you have the Holy Ghost this morning? Then they want to come in here and worship God. Amen. Glory to get rid of everything. Let me get rid of everything. Last night we was reading. Well, we got to do that. We got to get rid of all this. Anything that's not like You, Lord, I'm laying it aside. Amen. I can't go to the places I used to go. I can't hang out with the friends I used to hang out with. Amen. If they're drawing me, not drawing me closer to You, Lord, but they're taking me further away from You, then let me not go around them friends no more. Amen. Let me go around those that be able to lift me up, Lord. Amen. We must admit none who would grieve our heavenly guest. His friendship must end our friendship with the world. God, whatever, Lord, if there's anything in my life, Lord, that would grieve You this morning, Lord, take it out of my life.
Yeah.
Lord, when it come by, Lord, I must go by.
Amen.
I must come by.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. Oh, God, come. Lord, let me sever the friendship with the world. Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, let me sever that friendship with the world. Lord, if they're against You, Lord God, then let it be so, Lord. I gotta live for You. I gotta be around God's people. I gotta listen to tapes. I gotta read my Bible. I gotta read them books. I gotta get a closer walk with You, Lord. That's what I need, Lord. I can't help it what others think. I can't help what others do, Lord, but I gotta have a closer walk with You. I gotta have my life right with You, Lord. If mama don't go, I'm going on anyhow. Amen. Amen. You know, I was thinking here back in January of this year, we buried my mama in 1969. Real quick, 1969, they came into the message, but they got away from it. I can't say whether she made it or not, Brother Terry. But I was looking around and, you know, people looking everywhere and, well, you know, I want this, what mama's got, and I want that, and I want this. And I thought, my, you know, there used to be a song. I guess we should pity the man who owns all the world, but yet he don't own the giver of life. And I thought about that, and I thought, God, help me, Lord God. Because I look around there and say, the only thing, Lord, I don't know if she made it or not. God, but I don't want to know if there's one thing in it. If she did make it, the only way I'm going to see her again is that if my life's right with God. So no matter what I have of hers, what she left behind for me to have, it won't do me no good if my life's not right with Him.
Amen.
And that's you, my brothers and my sisters. My young, if your life's not right with God, I don't care who left you this or who left you that. You won't see Him again anyhow. God, help my life to be right with You. Help my life to be right with You. Help me to be sold out. Lord, I must. He said, I must come by.
Amen.
Amen. We must let Him rule the house and ourselves without rival or reserve henceforth and forevermore. God help me, Lord. You come and you rule this whole house. And I don't want nothing in reserve. Lord, nothing, no rival. Amen. I don't want nothing. I know sometimes it's a struggle. Amen. Like Paul said, oh wretched man that I am, when I try to do good, evil's present and all this. And amen. And that's the way it is with us. Amen. He said, but whoever you're members to be instrument of, that's whose servant you are. God, help me to yield my life to you. Help me to yield my hands to you, my eyes to you, my feet to you, my mouth to you. Let me be surrendered to you, Lord. Amen. We must let Him use us and ours as instruments for the further spread of His kingdom. Lord, however you want me to do, Lord, let me be an instrument that you can use. Let me be a vessel that you can use, Lord. Let me be a willing, let me be surrendered, Lord, to you. Is that what you want this morning? To be surrendered to Him. Ask you some questions. Why should we not receive, or why should we not today receive our Lord if you don't know Him, if you ain't made a commitment? Why not today? Why not right now?
Amen.
You know, there was a guy in the Bible by the name of Pharaoh. You probably heard this before. And everywhere he turned, Brother Amos, frogs everywhere. Sisters, they'd pull down the bed sheets at night, frogs. Amen. Everywhere, frogs. Open up the oven, frogs. Everywhere you turn, when you go to brush your teeth, brother, frogs. And Pharaoh came to him and said, get rid of all these frogs. Moses said, when you want it? He said, tomorrow. Why didn't he say right now? That's the way a lot of us are. If we want deliverance, when you want it? Tomorrow. Why not right now? I need these cigarettes taken from me right now. I need the Holy Ghost right now. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. I need it right now. I need you right now. I need a closer walk right now, Lord.
Amen.
You know, when the Titanic sunk, you know, they say that boat should have never sunk. It was called the Unsinkable. They had lifeboats on it. But why have lifeboats on a ship that's unsinkable? When it was lit, the band played ragtime music to kind of calm the people down. But when it started listing and going under, they said you could hear the band playing, Nearer My God to Thee. Religion when it's too late. They had one lady get on board by the name of Mrs. Cordova. She had 75 trunks. That was just for her clothes. They said the elaborate and the rich are the ones that took that maiden voyage. But after it sunk, they had questions. Why? 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 Let me ask you some questions. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Oh, you don't? Why? 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 Do you listen to tapes? Oh, you don't. Why? 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 Do you come to church and enter into the worship? You don't? Why? Why? I wonder if church was just like some of us, how would the service go? Some come and they sleep. If service was just like you then everybody would be asleep in here. Amen. Some come and they don't raise their hands. They want the pastor or the song leader to do all the worship for them. So if church was just like you, nobody would worship. Amen. What would it be like if it was like you? God help me. Lord, to worship you, Lord. Come by here, Lord. I need you. I need you, Lord.
Amen.
There's no reason why we must not. There are many reasons why we must do so and do it at once. Because tomorrow may be too late. Lord, you make it your own mandate. In other words, make it a mandatory order and say, I must come by here. We have safety meetings sometimes at work. It says mandatory. That means you better be there. If not, you're going to get wrote up. Well, Lord, make it your mandatory order that you're going to come by here, Lord. I must come by here. There's somebody needs me. There's somebody needs the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to make it my mandatory order that I go by. Amen. Amen. Had our Savior said no more to Zacchaeus and come down, then I think that poor man would have been, I've been taxed for my boldness and my curiosity, and this is all I get. He just says, come down. But the next words were comfort to him. For today, I must abide at your house. Amen. I wonder if he'd say that to us this morning. Won't you come down? For today, I must abide at your house. Today, I got to come by your way. You need me? Won't you come? Amen. It was better to be unknown than to be noted for his behavior. Amen. But how the next words come to him, for today I must abide at thy house. What a familiarity it was here. Had Christ just been acquainted with him right there. Huh? Just with whom he now first saw. But contrary to custom, the host is invited by the guest. Amen. Can you imagine? The host. Would Zacchaeus just say, Lord, why don't you come to my house? Like I would say, Brother Jerry, why don't you come to my house? Yeah. Or Brother Bab, or Brother Jerry, why don't you come to my house? But in other words, the guest, he's saying, I want to come by your house. Amen. Amen. Oh, I wonder if he'd say that today. Lord, let me not wait for you, but let me say, Lord, come by my house. Come by, Lord. I need the Holy Ghost. I need a refilling. I need some deliverance. I need some victory in my walk. Amen. Come by, Lord. Come by. Hallelujah. Listen. He was invited by the guests and called to unexpected entertainment. Well did our Savior hear Zacchaeus' heart inviting him, though his mouth never did not. Zacchaeus' mouth never did, but his heart. And the Savior knew that. Oh, I wonder this morning. Maybe you ain't outwardly, but your heart. Lord, I need you this morning. Lord, I need something more than what I've been getting, Lord. I need something from you this morning. Oh God, more than what maybe, you know, brother, whatever, whoever be preaching or whatever it may be, God, I need more. Amen. I need you to come in your power and your resurrection and fill me this morning from my head to my toes, Lord. I need something to keep me on, keep me keeping on. I need something to keep me living what I'm preaching, Lord. I need something to keep me living what I say I believe, Lord. I need something that'll keep me, that'll help me meet the challenge of the hour. Hallelujah. That's what I need, Lord. Desires are the language of the Spirit and are heard by Him that is the God of the spirits. Hallelujah. Before Zacchaeus was too low and therefore he had to climb a tree. But now he's too high and therefore he must come down. What about me and you this morning? Got to come down. What the Scripture says in Isaiah 62:13, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and they shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Amen. We were sought out. Hallelujah. Oh, he's got to come by. I must needs go by way of Happy Valley Church. Let me read this quote to you. Branham said 1964, who is Jesus? Let's just stand. I'll read it. You got a need this morning? Then I believe he's got to come by. I believe he's here. Listen what he says. Listen. He said, brother, sister, this is who is Jesus, Topeka, Kansas, 1964. Brother, sister, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's to pass this way this morning. Oh, I believe he's passed this way. Oh, God. He said, he's to pass this way this morning. He said he must come. He made it a mandatory order saying, I've got to come by.
Somebody needs me. I got like that little woman at the well. Amen. She went out there. No, I believe there was something in her heart that said, I'm going to the well this morning. I know I got plenty of water, but I got something in me that said, I got to make it to the well. And little did she know, there was a well sitting on top of the well. Amen. To meet her need. What about it this morning? Maybe you're here this morning and say, I got to go. I got to go to that altar. Somebody, I got to go. And he's saying, yes, I'm here. I'm going to come by. I'm going to meet your need, whatever it may be. Listen what he says. He's got to pass this way this morning. He's passed this way through the city. Been here this week. Hallelujah. I believe he's been here this morning. Amen. I believe he was here last night. I believe he was here Wednesday night. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what he says. You know what? If the president came, President Johnson came to Topeka, the flags would be up, the streets would be decorated, and he'd have a great welcome. But Jesus can come. There's hardly anybody wants to come and see him. You have to have a police escort to get the president in this city. But we have plenty of seat and room. See the difference? They don't care to see him. I hope Zacchaeus is here this morning. And when he's passing this way, that's him talking to you. I wonder this morning if there's any Zacchaeuses in the building. He said, I hope Zacchaeus is here this morning. And when he's passing this way, he said, that's him talking to you. I wonder if there's anybody in the building like that little woman at the well. You got a need? He can meet that need. He said, I got to go by Happy Valley. Oh, God, help us. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, you said you must come by. So, Lord, I believe you're here this morning. Now, Lord, your prophet said, I hope there's some Zacchaeuses in here. Lord, may I say it behind the prophet then. Lord, I hope there's some Zacchaeuses in here this morning. Maybe they got to run before the press this morning. Maybe they got to do all this, Lord, in order to see you. But Lord, you're saying like you told them disciples, I must needs go by Samaria. Oh Lord, I believe you're saying to your angels this morning, I must need to go by way of Happy Valley. There's somebody that needs me. There's a young person that needs me. There's a mom or dad that needs me. There's somebody that needs deliverance. There's somebody that needs the Holy Ghost. There's somebody that needs salvation. Oh God, I wonder this morning, is there any in the house, Lord Jesus? Help us this morning, Lord. Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord, more than anything else, Lord. Lord, if nobody else wants you, Lord, I want you this morning, Father. Oh, God, help me this morning, Father. Lord Jesus, I don't know who I was preaching to. Surely I was speaking to someone this morning. Lord God, make it a mandatory order, Lord. Make it a mandate, Lord. I got to come by Happy Valley. There's somebody that needs a refilling. There's somebody that needs more of me. There's somebody that needs salvation. Father, would you come our way this morning, Lord? Would you come our way this morning? Maybe they're singing something softly. Amen. Just whatever that you feel led to sing, just softly before we turn it back to the Brother Louis or whoever. You're here this morning. You need God. I wouldn't leave this building this morning before you say, Lord, I need you. And he knows you have a need. And he'll come by and meet that need, whatever it may be. I can't give you what you have need of, but I got a Heavenly Father that's more than able to give you what your heart's desire is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, here we are this morning, Lord. Oh,
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you this morning, Lord, with all that's within my heart, Lord Jesus. Help us this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Oh, Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, to you. I desire to worship
them. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Draw me close. Closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close. Closer, Lord, to you. I desire to worship and obey. Oh, Jesus, draw me close. Closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, to you. I desire to worship and obey. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Desire, and I long to worship thee. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though spirit cheers. Desire and I long to worship Thee, and I want You more than gold or silver. Only You can satisfy. You
the word. I believe you stopped here today, don't you? Praise the Lord. God bless you. So good to have you in the service today. I want Brother David and his family to come back and be with us again when they can. Just good to be a Christian. Good to know the Lord. Are you glad you're saved today? Let's sing that little chorus, Brother Joel, if you will. Give me that old time religion. As we get ready to go, why don't you shake hands with somebody around you? Tell them to have a nice day. Go ahead, it's all right. Tell them to have a nice day.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old, oh, give me that old.
Give me God that bless old, you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.
It's good enough for me. Give me that old, give me that old. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. That old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.